Today we're going to be talking about the Boone Area Veterans Center, and we're joined by, I'm just going to call him the chairman of the group, Mike Gibbs.
Morning.
Good. Thanks for coming in today. Thanks for coming back. And after what, you were in San Diego?
Yeah, I was on the border for 13 months.
So
got back in November.
Came back just for winter in Iowa.
And retirement.
And retirement, too. So retired, but been part of the VFW again now for a few years. And got elected to head up our Boone Area Veterans Center project.
I did. I guess that's what happens when you're not here.
When you're not? Yeah. That is exactly what happened, too. Yeah. They said, no, we know who.
Yep. No, I'm very happy to do it.
All right. And Fred Greiner. Fred started talking about this many years ago.
Well, it wasn't me as much as it was Mike and some of the other members that have been talking about it for many, many years. And I just became aware of it and decided to get involved.
Well, you knew of other projects, other places where we had seen a combining of efforts. And the big thing for our veterans and our veterans groups, your facilities were getting sorely outdated.
That's correct. The VFW's, you know, building is 100 years old. The Legion Cabin is close to 100 years old. They're, you know, getting very expensive to maintain, just, you know, pay the monthly bills. You know, like the VFW doesn't, our only income is really when we do the feeds and stuff, just trying to pay the bills. And, mm-hmm. and it's getting tough, you know, and the organization memberships are going down. We're trying to, you know, raise up the memberships. But, you know, just to survive enough, you know, just to pay the bills, electric bill, the phone bill, and that kind of stuff. You know, one of the concepts of this is get everybody in one location to help out with that.
Yeah. Combine opportunities.
Yep, combine the VFW, American Legion, and then the Marine Corps League here in town. So
when you started talking about that, obviously, I'm sure some had some reservations, wanted to see, but a lot of them probably pretty well aware of what was going on.
Yeah, you know, when I came back from Afghanistan in 2012, I joined the VFW here in town in 2013, and a lot of the guys were already talking about how can we combine our organizations? Because a lot of the Legion members are also the VFW members. Mm-hmm. And they looked at some different options, you know, where we could maybe could combine things. And they just couldn't make things worked out. And then we kind of, you know, I was listening to that and wanting to get involved, you know. And actually, a lot of those guys aren't with us anymore. So a couple years ago, I guess, you know, talking to some other guys in the Post and you know, we were kind of struggling with, you know, bringing in the income, and mm-hmm. it kind of came up again in a meeting, and we decided let's really dig into this and see if we can make this happen. And thank goodness, you know, guys like Fred jumped on board, and Fred's been a great help for us, and the city's behind us. The county's done a great job supporting us, and really the community has done a great job, and we're really excited about where this can get.
Okay. Fred, I know one of the things that you've seen where some other communities where we've had different organizations, veterans organizations, have teamed up. So you knew that this is something that was possible.
Yes, we had become aware of Waverly, Iowa. They had a flood. I believe it was 2013 was the flood. Mm-hmm. And their VFW was totally destroyed in the flood. It sat right along the river. And so they were trying to figure out what to do at that time. And that's when they decided to combine their four different veterans organization, and they formed, which we have done also, is a 501c19. A lot of people aren't familiar with that, but it's a tax-exempt nonprofit corporation. Sure. Is what we formed. And we've been up to Waverly five times. They've been very, very helpful. But they raised over $5 million on their initial phase, and they built a beautiful building. They elevated it off the river and combined all the organizations. And they have something going on almost every night or every weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's been very successful for them. So that's who we went to visit and to learn more about it.
So, Mike, you got your organizations together, including the Marine Corps League.
Yes.
Joined in. So we've got three entities that are working together on this. And then So what came next when you said, okay, we want to move ahead and do this? What was next on tap?
Well, did you have to do? As we decided, yeah, let's try to make this happen, of course, the first thing we were trying to look at, where are we going to do this? We really wanted to try to stay in downtown Boone. We thought that was very important. So we looked at some different buildings in town, some different properties. Fred started working with the city with Bill Scare, and Bill was great to work with, and, you know, had a lot of great ideas for us. And, you know, we probably spent a year, you know, finding the location. And then we were fortunate enough that Chad Houston at Kruk Plumbing, you know, had that facility down on 5th and Boone Street. And, you know, that building, you know, they moved out, built a new really nice facility. And then, so we started looking at that, and Chad donated the building to our corporation. Of course, we, you know, with the intent, we had to get the building tore down.
Yeah.
It was just too old to try to.
We weren't going to try to rehab that.
We weren't. Nope, that building, it needed to come down. And we were fortunate enough to get a Molitor Construction, you know, came to agreement with them to get the building down. And the funds, we were able to raise the funds, thankfully, you know, due to the great support, again, from the city and the county and just members of the community. And it came together, and we got the building down.
To tear it down, found a little more asbestos, I'm guessing, than the,
well,
it was
yes,
an old building.
It was an old building built in about 1932 and served a lot of different purposes. But the city and the Streets and Water Department were really happy that we were looking at demoing the building, because Honey Creek actually ran under the northeast corner of the building, the culvert. And so they wanted that exposed, and the future drawing we have will keep that exposed because that'll be a parking lot. And so if the city ever needed access to it, they could get to it.
So when you started, finally got a property, and Chad, thank you. I mean, he was going to have to demo too,
sure.
But it was a combined effort. But getting the space, just getting the space, a spot, and downtown where you wanted it, that was big. Once you got that done, but then you started working on, you're going to have a concept.
Right.
And yep. So what, then you started with what, Tenfold or?
Yeah, we used, we got with Tenfold out of Ames as the architect. We've worked with Graybaugh Construction.
You had multiples helping.
We had multiples, and it was important to us to try to keep that local with local contractors. And we always try to give back to the community because the community supports us so well. So we're really trying to stick with all local contractors. So we got with Eric Hammer at Graybaugh Construction, sat down, got with Tenfold, and just started kind of coming up with a concept of, you know, how big of a building do we need? What's the concept? What do we really want out of this building? It was very important to us to make sure it was, you know, open to the public, so that, you know, it can be used by the community and not just the veterans. And it's very good for us. We want to try to bring the community and the veterans together. And this community has always been good about that.
As you were going ahead now we're going to get a property. But you did have to, because you created your separate entity. It's a separate entity. Basically, you've combined into a new entity to be able to do this project, right? So
right.
You had to get a board.
Right, that's correct.
That elected you when you were gone.
Yeah, we developed, the corporation was developed, as Fred said, and we have 10 members on the board.
Yeah.
And we just started, you know, coming up with the concept. What do we really need? We did get some input, you know, from people in the community. What's important to the community? We're going with, you know, a sports bar concept, but it's also going to be a venue that, you know, it's going to have a room for meetings, you know, that we can probably rent out for meetings. That's going to have a larger room for receptions or, you know, bigger events.
Sure.
But like I said, it's going to be open to the public, but, you know, a restaurant type.
Bar and grill, a game room, and that'll be open. And we'll have established our hours. It won't be the normal hours you might find at a bar and grill. But the facility will have offices, and actually there'll be an office for the Veterans Affairs officer to use. They will still stay in West Boone, but they will have a separate office in this building, and there'll be seminars. It could be a seminar being held for PTSD. It could be a safety seminar held by a company. They can rent out the large room. American Legion does bingo every Thursday night, so this facility will...
It'll be busy.
It'll be quite busy.
Yeah, I think so, yep.
So, again, got the idea and started piecing all of this together. So now we have... If anybody's been by there, you can see the drawing. It's a a concept.
And that's what we've come up with so far, Tenfold, which used to be Hala Engineering out of Boone here. Through our thoughts and some of their thoughts, that's what we came up with, and we think it'll look beautiful on that corner. Parking will be on the north side of the building along with the city parking that's around it. And there's a city parking lot to the north, too, for, you know, bigger events.
Sure.
But we really feel it's a little over 14,000 square feet is what we have drawn up with all the various rooms in the bar and grill and a room with grill your own steak even.
Okay.
We hope to be able to use that a lot.
All right.
I'm sure we will.
The... So your board, all the brainstorming that goes on, they're all, I'm sure, still pretty excited to keep moving forward.
Yep,
so,
we're definitely still very excited. But now we're kind of in the fundraising phase. We had a meeting last month and brought local people from the community and asked them if they'd be part of the fundraising committee. Okay. So we had that meeting and we elected Fred as the fundraising committee chair.
A way to go.
So
there's some things you just know, but it's a big task.
Yeah, it is. We'd like to raise $4 to $5 million, and we're want to be able to have it paid off when we move in. Otherwise, I'm not sure it'd be feasible. But we really feel with the support we've had from the people in Boone County that we can raise that kind of money. And once we do have it raised, then that's when we will start on the building. So time frame, we just aren't 100% sure how long that's going to take.
So, again, that's the big thing right now is we're getting up to that point on doing some fundraising and getting the word out. And still, there are people that are just still finding out about it. And I know you've had some bequests, things like that, giving to the Boone Area Veterans Center. You've created a website. And again, that's one way people can donate if they wish to do
that.
There's a variety of different ways, but a lot of the personal donations from people are really what's going to be we get really good personal donations, we're going to do really.
And that's what we're going to have to, as the fundraising committee, calling on all the different businesses in town, and we're
and in the county,
we'll have a consultant that will help us through this process. To make sure we touch all the bases, because we know it is going to take time, and there are a lot of people to contact. But we really feel if we get it start out right and lay a good foundation, we'll call on all the businesses, individuals, and they can do a bequest. They can leave their estate. They can leave a farm tractor.
There's a lot of different options.
Yeah, we have a gift acceptance policy. And there's many, many ways that people can contribute. And that's what we look forward to. And that's going to be the hard work in order to make this happen.
So really just getting started on our fundraising. We know you did have from the Fitzgerald Trust, what was it, $100,000?
Yes, from the more recent Delta Fitzgerald Foundation. But we've had other sizable donations. Mm-hmm. The city, the county came through, and some other individuals have contributed a lot of money already, and they said, I'm willing to give more because I'm really behind this project.
So, well, we want to keep moving forward with that. Now, one thing you mentioned, Mike, was that we are looking at local contractors. So this would be, it wouldn't be like a public entity. You're required to go out for bids and stuff like that. You can hire individual contractors and everything beforehand. So you're looking to keep everything as local as you can.
That's correct. Yeah, we thought that was important. It's a one way to give back to the community because the community supports us so well, and it's important. This is a county project. trying to include Ogden and Madrid, that, mm-hmm. you know, they want to be involved as much as they can. It's not just for the city of Boone, but yeah, it's, we felt it was very important to use local contractors, and we went, you know, to Graybach Construction, and Eric understands that concept, and he's done a great job, you know, helping us getting that figured out. So,
and they've, we've sat down, we've had a meeting with all the contractors we would like to use, but obviously Kruk Plumbing and Heating will probably do the HVAC side, and they're going to work with Pritchard Brothers on the plumbing side, and so we, you know, think that's great. Brown Electric, Craig Brown, he's a Navy veteran. He's going to be part of it, and Tomatich Engineering is going to be our engineer.
And so FMC Masonry, we thought was really important with Tony Franklin. His actually a little history with the VFW building. His grandpa bricked the front of the VFW building, and then his dad retucked it. And Tony's always, Tony Michelle and FMC Masonry have always been great supporters of the VFW. So we thought it was important to carry on that family lineage, I guess, you know, with and just things like that. We just thought it was important.
So we're into the fundraising mode right now. You mentioned your schedule, your calendar going forward. So do you have other people working with you on this? Well, this committee, I'm sure. You've got a lot of businesses that will be involved in stuff. And are you going to go out and start meeting with different groups and things?
Oh, yes, we will be here probably after our meeting that we have next week. We will have a consultant on board, and they'll kind of be laying out exactly where we should go. But then we'll meet with all the different businesses. We plan on doing that and meeting with individuals, and the people on the committee will, you know, maybe be assigned different groups or different individuals to call on, and they'll go out and do it.
And we're also working with Ames Economic Development, looking at, you know, seven different grants. Fred and I met with someone last week, you know, just looking to see what, you know, was available out there. So they've been a big help as well.
And they've got the people,
grants.
They've got the people that know where to find them.
They sure do.
Well, right, and Boone Economic Growth Corporation will be part of it. Ames Alliance, as Mike said, you know, they're all going to help us to make sure we touch the right areas and the right people that we can raise the money.
When we did the ribbon cutting, it was one of the first things Brian Horn got to do, and I said it was a little chilly that day.
So, yes, it was for November.
But much better than what we're doing this week. So
that's correct. Yeah.
But it was one of those things. Yeah, I mean, even that day, as cool as it was, there was a great turnout of people that just want to see this keep moving forward.
Yeah, just from that day alone, that amounted to $10,000 by the end of the day from people wanting to donate.
Want to be a part of it.
Yes, and there was over 100 people there that day, as cold as it was. So,
and just as a quick note, if you're doing your taxes, talk with your tax preparer, because they can tell you all about what's going to be tax deductible with the group, too. So
yes, as a 501c19, and it is going to be tax deductible.
So we'll do that. And I know there's other grants and things you'll still be working at locally, but yeah, seeing what we can get from the state side too would be that. Any little bit's going to help right now, right?
Right? Yeah, every little bit's going
to
help.
The website is pretty easy to do, bavc.us.
Right,
and I know you got a donation button there, right up there. And you have also Facebook, other information?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. You can donate. You can come into the VFW. You know, we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have the donation information there. Also at the Legion. We have a brochure, and we're looking at different donation levels. And if you donate $1,000 the first year, you know, you'll be at a certain level. And our plan is to recognize everybody that donates, even if it's $10. Once we get the facility, we'll have a donation wall in different levels. And if, you know, you decide, I can do $1,000 this year, and then I do $1,000 next year, your name will move up the wall, you know, as your donations increase. But it's very important. We need to recognize everybody that's donated and been involved. So
keep working on it. Just really getting started on the money side. And like we said, we knew it's going to take a while. I know people would like to see things happen a lot faster like they do on TV, but
that we wanted to get the sign up so people can see what's going to be there, but the sign is going to be there for a while. And again, we want to raise the money first, so we go in a good position when we open up.
And if we raise a little bit more, that would be just great, because you're going to be able to have a fund for any other incidentals that might show up as well.
Yes, that would be great.
One thing I did want to ask, because we do have a lot of younger retired, just retired veterans.
Yeah.
But is this, I mean, are we starting to see some more interest from them coming back and joining the groups? Because it's a little different concept than what we've had over
it
the last.
It is, and we consider that as well. You know, our membership, like you said, it's hard to get the younger veterans in, you know, to our current organization. So we're hoping this will help, sure. You know, bring some more in and bring, you know, younger membership in, because, you know, like every organization, our membership, you know, is going down as, yeah. You know, like we just talked earlier, there's no more World War II vets in Boone County anymore.
Yeah.
So we need to, get these younger guys in. And we've had a lot of interest from the younger veterans of, you know, excited about this project. So we're hoping that's going
to
help.
Being open to the public and getting the whole family to come down. And maybe it's just for a, you know, little bar and grill, hamburger and fries and something like that, or coming to one of the dinners, biscuits and gravy on Saturday mornings. But it's just to, you know, it's going to become a gathering point for Boone.
Yep.
A lot of them got soccer kids to take care of.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So, things like that. But it is, then it's a little different setting for them too, but bring in the whole family. So.
And it'll obviously have a somewhat of a inside. There'll be displays of some of the military items that we have. Sure. You'll recognize it as a veterans organization, but that it won't be so overwhelming. I mean, it's also, like I said, open to the public, and it'll be very nice.
Got a ways to go. Keeping my fingers crossed it goes very, very smoothly as we go forward.
We all are.
Yep. No, we all are.
Yeah, and you guys have regular meetings. We got to turn that off there. But we do have regular meetings, and again, it's an opportunity for you guys to continue to keep working on this, and then our fundraising, we'll find out how that progresses too.
Right.
People just keep listening. The announcements will be out there.
Yes, Jim. Right. Our vision is to honoring patriots every day, and our mission is to serving those who have served by supporting veterans, their families, and the communities of Boone County.
All right.
So that's what we're all about.
Boone Area Veterans Center, good luck. Keep going forward. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us on, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.